So we've spent the last couple of days post-Oklahoma talking about how Nebraska fans were treated, had a great time. Good to be back in Norman, Oklahoma City. Some stuff looked familiar, other stuff looked new, but had a good time. Now we reach Wednesday, and we're doing some research into this. A few of you heard my discussion, was it yesterday or the day before, about Ohio State having 20,000 no-shows for their game against Tulsa this past Saturday. They only had 76,000 in their stadium. There were a lot of empty seats. There's all the factors that are very similar. In this case, weather, better to sit at home, COVID, opponent. But I brought up the breaking point is the price. We need to discuss what the face value was for the Nebraska-Oklahoma ticket. It may be the highest face value in the history of Nebraska football playing on the road. I can't imagine there's ever been one that was higher than Nebraska-Oklahoma. We're doing some research here with the crack staff. But we're going to discuss this in just a little bit because this has been brought to my attention. This is ridiculous what Oklahoma was charging. But first, here is Mike. Hello, Mike.
Hey, Gary. Can you hear me? I'm driving.
Yeah, I got you, Mike.
Okay, here's a question for you. I thought of this when you were talking about Simmons' potential trade or whatever a few minutes ago. Do you recall, has there ever been a situation where, and bear with me here a minute, a team would trade, and you'd have to have common ownership to be able to do this, but an NBA team would trade for an NFL player. Just hypothetically, the ownership of the Bears and the Bulls was the same, and they could trade a Chicago Bears quarterback, for example, to get a power forward from Dallas or something. You ever recall anything like that?
I don't.
I don't either, but, and again, you'd have to have common ownership among the professional franchises, but would be interesting if that occurred.
That'd be a strange scenario, how you'd pull that off. I mean, imagine what the fan bases would be like.
I think it'd be a hell of a lot of fun, but again, I guess there's not that many situations where you have
guys that can,
one owner or one ownership group who owns both teams. But anyway, that's all.
Mike, thanks for the question. So I think there's part of the question in ownership and cross-ownership. I think they have changed this. So the NFL, if you owned a team in the NFL, you could not have cross-ownership of a team in another sports city that had an NFL team. So, for example, Stan Kroenke owns the Rams. He also owns the Nuggets and the Avalanche. They made him put the Nuggets and the Avalanche in a family trust rather than run the franchises himself because they didn't want him going head-to-head with the Bolin family running the Broncos. I think they have waived that rule because there are a few owners that do own like an NFL and an NBA franchise or an NHL franchise. But for the longest time, they had a rule in place that the owners of NFL teams, they could not own baseball, basketball, or hockey in other NFL markets because they thought that the fellow NFL owners who, you know, they look at them as partners. They don't call them owners. They call them partners in the league. They didn't want owners pitted against each other competing for the same sports dollar. So you could have Paul Allen, for example, the late Paul Allen. I think the Allen family still owns the Seahawks. I could be off on that. But they own the Seahawks, and they also own the Portland Trail Blazers. And the NFL does not consider Seattle and Portland, even though they're not very far apart, they don't consider them the same market. I think that rule, they waived that rule. Yeah, NFL cross-ownership in cities, that used to be a big deal. Because there's a lot of money involved. I mean, the ownership of an NFL team is crazy. But they're also I think to waive that rule, it may have been with a thinking of, do we get new blood into NFL ownership where we could have an NBA owner or a Major League Baseball owner also be in the mix to own an NFL team, and we don't want that to preclude them from bringing some new blood into the NFL.
You're right on the they just removed it. They voted on it in October 2018, so it's been about 3 years since they got rid of it.
They also, I don't know what the article says. The NFL also talked about so they would like to have some newer partners. You know, NFL franchises are not opening up to be purchased on a daily basis, but you have some ownerships of like the Boston Red Sox. These are some family names. The Spurs, even the Pittsburgh Penguins. The NFL would love to have your ownership because you might bring fresh ideas. You're going to bring a lot of money, but they would like to have some of those fresh ideas. I don't know what it'd be like to wake up in the morning and go, what do you do for a living? Oh, I own an NFL team. Really? No, you don't. Oh, yes, I do. Oh, yes, I do. I own a team. I had a small sliver of the former minor league baseball team that I worked for. As my going away present, they gave me, 7.2% of the ownership group. Yeah, after working there for so long, I didn't get to sit at the management table. They were just like, okay, you get to see the nightly reports. And I was like, when I was working there, I got to see the nightly reports. Well, you'll get that. And then at the end of the year, if we make any money, we'll see what you get. But you know where I benefited more is the ownership group that I worked for. They sold the team. And so all of us kind of got bought out. That was definitely the way to go. All right, let's dive into this real quick here. If you went to the game and you did not buy a Nebraska-Oklahoma ticket off the secondary market, which you, depending on when you bought it, you may have paid $300, maybe $350 is the most I heard. But as the game got closer, you could get a secondary market ticket for $75-$80. But if when Oklahoma put tickets on sale and they said, we're going to have full capacity at their Memorial Stadium, and you went and bought tickets to sit in the lower level on Saturday, if you bought through the Oklahoma ticket office, you paid, you know this if you went there, this is not new to you, and you're probably ticked off. You paid $225. Did I miss the memo? Shouldn't this have been a bigger story? Or did we just, it's Nebraska, Oklahoma. They haven't played. It's the renewal. It's the anniversary. I'll drop $225. The Ohio State ticket, I think the Ohio State ticket in 2018 was $160 on the face. Maybe just a little bit more. At the time, I thought that has to be the highest ticket price of a road game for Nebraska. Now, these teams that are hosting Nebraska, they're smart. They know that Nebraska fans are going to show up, and that they, you know, Nebraska has a reputation, and this comes from a ticket broker locally who I had this conversation once about. He said Nebraska football fans like to buy their tickets through either the allotment that the university gets, or they like to go and buy them through the ticket office where they're going to the game, because they don't have to worry about, you know, fraudulent tickets, duplicate tickets getting scammed, anything like that. So these teams are smart. These programs are smart. They're going to jack up the price when they play Nebraska. Why wouldn't you? Nebraska is a draw. People are going to pay. But $225. Now, add something else to this. You had a service fee. It's either $15 or $20 that Oklahoma put on every single ticket. So you're going with a family of four. Now, if you sat in the upper level, it's $200. If you were in the lower level, it was $225 on Saturday. So let's say I sit in the upper level, and that's a good stadium. there's really not a bad seat. Now you're going to be further away from the field. That's $800. And then you're going to get $80 on a service fee. So to go see a family of four or four people to go Nebraska, Oklahoma, you're paying $880 for that game. Alex brought this to my attention, and Chris asked this question into the Equitable Bank inbox, Gary at 1620thezone.com. I went to the game on Saturday. Now, I had a great time. We met up with some friends that are OU grads that we had not seen in a while. I don't have any complaints on how we were treated or the atmosphere before or after the game getting out of the stadium. My problem was the ticket price. He gave me the section. I'm not that familiar with that stadium, so I'm not sure where this is at, but this must be the upper level. His question is, charging visiting fans $200. Now, like Nebraska, the majority of Oklahoma's stadium is season tickets, so they're not paying $200. Should Nebraska charge higher prices for individual game tickets for Oklahoma next year? Oklahoma fans will travel next year. Oklahoma fans will come to Lincoln. If you are the athletic department, do you think that Trev has it in him that they will jack up the ticket prices for the Oklahoma game next year, hoping that the majority of the stadium will be sold out so you don't have to, you don't have a lot of single game tickets? But you do your tier pricing, because Oklahoma does tier pricing. The Nebraska game is $225. If you want to go see West Virginia this weekend in Norman, it's $90. If you went the week before to watch Western Carolina, it's $65. TCU is $90. Texas Tech is $90. Iowa State is $125. Per ticket to sit in the lower level in Norman. And it looks like for the Iowa State and Nebraska game, it's $25 less to sit upstairs, just $10 less for those other games. But would Nebraska do that to Oklahoma and jack up the ticket price? Because Nebraska's marquee game ticket price really is not that high. But would they go near $200 for next year for Nebraska, Oklahoma? To say, hey, you know, you made a lot of money off Nebraska fans. We know that Oklahoma fans are going to make the trip up here. And even so, if you're going to, and Mel Tucker says for you not to show up this weekend in East Lansing, if you are going to the Nebraska game, it looks like the get-in price, the Nebraska-Michigan State game this weekend, the get-in price is anywhere from $50 to $100. That appears to be the range of tickets for Michigan State all year. Even the Penn State game is $50 to $100. But $225 was the face value in the lower level of the ticket on Saturday. There is a breaking point. And I know it's a game. You want to go to that game. It was a game for the fans. But $225, that has to be the highest. Pretty sure in 18, Ohio State was about $160, $175 for a single game ticket. Now you understand why some people, when it was Kansas or Kansas State or even Iowa State, that Nebraska was playing in Lawrence, Manhattan, or Ames, would actually buy the season ticket. There were people last in 19 that bought Colorado season tickets because they jacked up the price for the Nebraska game, and they made it, you had to purchase either, I think it was a couple of other games. Some people just, either they bought the mini pack so they could have the Nebraska game, sold the other two games, or they just bought a season ticket because they also went with, we're not selling them to Nebraska people. So they said, oh, I'll just buy a season ticket. $225. What happens next year? Does Nebraska have it in them to jack up a price against Oklahoma? To say, oh, I see what you guys did. We know that there's going to be 5,000-10,000 Oklahoma fans that want to come into our stadium next year. Why not make the price high? Charge people $200. Can you ever imagine a single game price ticket in Memorial Stadium being $200? I can't either. But you got to make some money somewhere. And you know Oklahoma fans will buy it. I actually thought in 16, when Oregon came here, Oregon fans, there were a lot of Oregon fans. Nebraska could have jacked up the price for that ticket as well. And I think that was $95. If they would have gone another $25, $30 for that ticket, Oregon fans, they wouldn't have balked. They were everywhere. There were a lot of people that either in the area were Oregon fans that bought tickets or, you know, came from the Pacific Northwest. But thanks for bringing that to my attention. I didn't realize what the face value was on the Oklahoma-Nebraska ticket. But $225 to sit in the lower bowl. It is the highest price ticket for a single game at OU this year by $100, higher than Iowa State. And they don't have a juicy home schedule. They got Western Carolina. I think the Tulane game, they sold reduced price tickets and the money went back to Tulane because that was originally going to be their home game. All right, 12:24. Let's dive into some Michigan State stuff as Nebraska heads to the woodshed on Saturday night. I've got an interesting nugget for you about Scott Frost and his first 4 years. His struggles coming from Central Florida, he is not alone. This will amaze you by the list that Scott Frost is on. 12:24, it's the Gary Sharp Show with Mike Neville on 1620 The Zone.